Next item on the agenda is Mark Allen, 07-1748. Mr. Madden, good morning.
Mr. Mark Allen requests authorization to install a mooring buoy at 37 degrees, 24 minutes, 0.3.97 seconds north latitude, 76 degrees, 19 minutes, 23.95 seconds west longitude, at a location approximately 140 feet offshore of, 400 feet offshore of his applicant's property situated along Dividing Creek in Northumberland County. The project is protested by an adjacent oyster ground leaseholder. This is a topographic map showing the location of the mooring. For references, the bay's out this way. We are south of Smith Point and north of Kilmarnock. I'll go right from the slides. Mr. Allen would like very much to moor his 40-foot sailboat with a 6-foot draft at the location of this proposed mooring ball during inclement weather when wind conditions are such that it make it difficult for him to come up safely to his pier. This is the pier that was constructed. This is a 2007 aerial. This shows deeper contour right here. We're in the thalwig of Dividing Creek. It's quite a wide creek. But there's been some recent development along the shoreline, some new piers. The project is protested by the nearby oyster ground leaseholder, and I'll show you that in just a moment. Here's a plat showing it, give you a little idea of where the mooring is going to go. I have some better, more detailed images in a moment. These were also submitted. It shows that the pier is in a location basically out in front of Mr. Allen's pier. Specifically, Mr. Allen would like to deploy a 200 to 300 pound mushroom anchor with a 40-foot log chain and the buoy. The buoy would be the standard buoy with a blue horizontal stripe. There would be a 20-foot pennant on a 40-foot boat. This gives him a 100-foot swing radius. When the application first came in, and I went down to engineering and surveying, the coordinates for the buoy were way in here, actually. And we had staff had dealt with Mr. Bristow and Mr. Bristow in the past, and Mr. Bristow has some leases right in this location here, two of them. He has a 1.7 acre lease here and a 1.99 acre lease here. And the pier comes along in this location over here. And we're aware during the review of the pier that Mr. Bristow did in fact have an active oyster lease. So I was sure when I decided to move it out into the water for the mooring that it needed to be off Mr. Bristow's lease altogether. I knew because it was an active lease and we had some experience with Mr. Bristow. He does work the lease there. And so let me get a little closer here. So what we did basically is the coordinates that I mentioned to you earlier are right there. And the magenta here is the swing radius, and the swing radius takes it out of Mr. Bristow's lease right here. Mr. Bristow informed us in that he had concerns that the piers that have been constructed recently along the shoreline as well as the mooring buoy would hinder his ability to dredge his oyster ground, which you see here in green, and then it's also up here. So we moved it off, and we informed Mr. Bristow of the location here, and he recommended a further distance out of another 150 feet further out, which took it out over in this location and over and actually kind of here and over in this location. One thing I wanted to point out here is that according to Section 28.215.515 of the Code of Virginia, an oyster lease must be a minimum of 3 acres in size in order for an oyster ground leaseholder to get a permit to dredge within that lease. As a result, Mr. Bristol cannot presently dredge either of the leases. Subsequent to Mr. Allen's request for a permanent mooring, and specifically on March 20 of 08, Mr. Bristow applied for this piece of oyster ground. I have it. Yeah, mine's the same color. Sort of a light green. And this is approximately a 5.5-acre parcel of open ground. I describe it as a deep water lease. And this would effectively give Mr. Bristow a 9.22 acres of ground when you combine them all together. No other individuals or state agencies have objected to the proposal, and I'd like to also show you a ground shot. This is his existing pier now. There's the mooring for the boat, but of course when the weather gets inclement, he'd like to be able to go on and swing on the ball out there rather than to have the boat bash against the dock. As far as the staff's recommendation, while staff is sensitive to the issues raised by Mr. Bristow, staff believes that Mr. Bristow can certainly navigate around the buoy and tong on the lease inboard of the mooring. Staff believes that the argument that he is unable to dredge in the area is in question is irrelevant, since his current leased acreage does not allow him to apply for a dredge permit in the first place. The proposed buoy and 100-foot swing radius does not encroach over any of Mr. Bristow's currently leased oyster grounds. Accordingly, after evaluating the permit for the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with our standard conditions involving private moorings. I apologize, I'm not feeling well. If I had left anything out, I regret it.
Hope you feel better, Jeff. Any questions of the commission? It's pretty straightforward. Mr. Fox?
I note there's a red mark number 10 there.
Yes, sir.
Would the boat be a navigation hazard to anybody coming in the creek?
No, sir. Not in its present location. I've contacted the U.S. Coast Guard.
So probably if we went another 150 feet out, we got a problem.
That's the deal.
Yeah. Further questions? Again, thanks, Jeff.
All right, sir.
The applicant here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Would you come forward?
If you'd like to highlight the laser, you can use this. You can yell around.
Thank you.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God.
I do.
State your name, please, for the record.
Mark Allen.
Okay, Mr. Allen, would you like to tell us?
A little repetitive, but very brief. This proposed mooring buoy just offshore my house is for temporary use only. My dock's exposed to north winds, and as I single-hand my sailboat frequently, I need the mooring buoy when I come in and am unable to dock at my pier in high wind situations. I would also use this buoy during forecasted northeast storms. In most cases, the few times my boat would be on the mooring would be high wind occasions in which oyster dredging in the area would probably not be occurring anyway. As Jeff said, this application is being opposed due to the inference that the swing of the boat on the mooring would impede the oysterman's ability to make a turn off his lease. This application for a mooring buoy with a mushroom anchor does not place the anchor on the leaster on the oyster ground itself, nor would the swing of the boat be over the oyster ground.
Questions of the gentleman?
I'll just make a comment.
Mr. Fox?
I've had a mooring buoy, and I encourage you to check the chain frequently because it will deteriorate and sometimes break loose.
Yes, sir.
Further comments, questions? Thank you, sir.
I went without the boat.
Is anyone here in opposition to the project?
Mr. Allen, you can use the pointer.
His right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes,
state your name, please.
Luther Briscoe. I'd like to start with thanking the commission for hearing me. And my family has owned this lease since 1919, and I didn't realize there were any oysters out there when I first inherited the property until a storm came in and they were washing up on the shore. And then I was issued a permit to dredge. They gave me one. I didn't realize that I wasn't able to dredge until after this came up and I tried to apply for the extra piece to tie them back together, because it was once one shore and they cut it down the middle to issue riparian rights to adjacent property owner to the north. Then at some point they realized that they surveyed wrong and took 3/10 of an acre back, but they never gave it back to me. And that's why it was two smaller parcels that wasn't able to be dredged. But that's where the oysters are, right where he wants to put his buoy, just off of my, there's one on my lease, but there's some right off of that too, that naturally still there after all these diseases. And I feel that not only would it impede me turning the boat in there, because he's got his pier encroaching on my shore, which I may add was built before I was notified, and there was nothing I could do after the fact. I didn't object to it anyway, because there wasn't an issue with the buoy being on the other side of it. And, you know, they've just surveyed that piece of shore, and everything's done except for signing the papers and sending the check of the new parcel. And the chain dragging on the ground on the bottom is going to kill the oysters that are there. Every time the tide changes, it's going to be back and forth. And my basic concern is for the environment, for the oysters, not so much for myself, but I'd like to see some oysters still there for the future. That's all. Thank
Questions
you.
Of Mr. Bristow? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland.
I propose that we accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendations. Or second? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.